Sakta Mishnah Baita, Masechta Shkalim, Perik Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Elohein Hamamunim Shehoya B'Migdash. Elohein. These are Hamamunim, the people that are in charge, Shehoya B'Migdash, that were in the Beis HaMigdash. Now let me ask you something. How long did the second Beis HaMigdash stand for? It stood for 420 years. So there must have been hundreds of people that were in charge of different things. We're going to talk about 15 different things that people were in charge of. So why are we only listing these names? Says the Bat Tanura, there are two answers in the Yerushalmi. One is that we list the ones that were Erlich, the ones that were Tzaddikim. Another Shita is that the Mishnah lists only the first people that were in charge of these different things we're going to learn about. The other people that came after them kind of assumed their names. For example, the Mishnah tells us Yochanan ben Pinchas al Chaisamis. Yochanan ben Pinchas, he was in charge over the Chaisam. The Chaisam means a seal or like a token. When a person would pay for the wine that he needed or the flour that he needed or the oil that he needed, so there was a Seder Hadvarim. You first went to Yochanan ben Pinchas, you paid him, and you got a Chaisam. You got a certain seal, like a receipt. And then you went to Achia. Achia al Hanesachim. He was in charge over the actual Nesachim. Now, technically speaking, Nesachim means what was poured. It means the wine. But it also includes the flour and the oil that usually came along with it. They never poured wine without a carbon mincha that came along. So mainly we refer to everything as Nesachim. If you ever go to Kapara sometimes, in the big Kapara center, so you know how it works? In most places, you go to one person, you pay for it. You get like a ticket. Then you go to someone else to get your chicken. You give them the ticket, you get the chicken. So that's more or less what happened over here. Of course, we're not dealing with chickens here. We're dealing with the Nesachim. But you went to Yochanan ben Pinchas, you paid for it, and you got your chaisim, or like a ticket or a token, literally a seal, and then you went to Achia to pick up physically the wine, flour, or oil that you needed. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Matisya ben Shmuel ala payasais. Matisya ben Shmuel, he was in charge over the Geirolis. As you may remember, if you look Masechtas Yuma, or other Masechtas, there were so many Kehanim that were anxious to do the Avoida that there was a Geirol system. Well, Matisya, he was in charge of that. Incidentally, we find in the Pasuk in Nehemiah that Matisya was among the people who stood with Ezra as he read the Torah to everyone that was coming with him and standing around. By the way, why is a Geirol called a pious? Don't we say before Yom Kippur, when you want to ask someone mechila, you should be mefayis him? Doesn't mefayis mean to appease someone? Well, the Kehanim were all anxious to do the Avaida. And if someone else got the Avaida ahead of them, maybe they would be upset at him. This way, the Geirol kind of appeased everyone. We're not picking favorites. There's no politics. It's all a gzeira, a hashgacha min hashemayim. I once heard a pshat from one of my rebbeim that if we would believe, truly believe, that no one can hurt us, everything is a hashgacha min hashemayim. Someone said something you don't like, don't be angry at him. It was a gzeira min hashemayim, as the Chafetz Chaim says many times in the Sefer Shemiras HaLashon. I have to do tshuva, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made this gzeira. Or surely it was a taiva for me, I should have a kapara. I shouldn't have to be punished in a different way. If we would believe that everything is a hashgacha min hashemayim, that no human being can hurt you, then we would all be meichel each other. We wouldn't be angry at Reuven or Shimon or Levi. He can't hurt me. He was just a shliach ben Hashemayim. So in a way, being meichel people, to be mekabel pious, and understanding that everything is a geirul ben Hashemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu picks who's who and what's what, really goes together. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? How come you can't go today and pick up your Nesachim and bring Karbanis? I mean, maybe, hopefully by the time you're listening to this recording, you'll be able to, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. But at least when I'm recording this now, I can't go to Yochanan ben Pinchas and get my Chaisim, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Why don't we have the Beis HaMikdash? Because of Sinas Chinam, senseless hatred. You know, the Vilna Gaon asks, what do you mean senseless hatred? Does someone really hate someone else for no reason whatsoever? Let's say I hate my neighbor because he parks in my driveway. I'm over a lav of lesisna sechicha bilvavecha. I'm not allowed to. And sinas chinam is terrible. But it's not sinas chinam. I hate him because he parks in my driveway. Let's say I'm jealous of my cousin because he has a nicer house than I do. And therefore I hate him. That's terrible. I am over possibly the lav of leisasava, leisachmai, depending on the circumstances. But it's not senseless hatred. It's not for nothing. It's because he has a nicer house than me. I'm wrong. But it's not for nothing. There's a reason. It may not be a good reason, but there's a reason. Why is it called sinas chinam? Says the girl, you know what sinas chinam means? It means because I don't believe that it's a hashgacha min hashamayim. If I can't get out of my driveway, it was b'sher that I can't leave now. It has nothing to do with my neighbor. He's wrong for parking in my driveway, and I may ask him not to do so. And if he continues to do so, I may take him to a rav or whatever enforcement action I may take. But I still have to believe whether I'm blocked in or not has nothing to do with my neighbor. That is a gzeirah min hashamayim. Hashem is protecting me from something. If my friend has a nicer house, it's because min hashamayim, they gave him a nicer house. Why am I jealous of him? That's the chinam. The chinam part is he doesn't believe that it has nothing to do with Reuven, Shimon, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. It has to do with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser on you, and your hatzlacha in life is accepting that and working with it. That's the opposite of sinas chinam, as the Vilna Gaon explains it. Okay, so Matisya ben Shmuel, he was in charge ala piyasis. I just mean to bring this out because Matisya was obviously such a great person. He was standing next to Ezra. He was helping in rebuilding Klal Yisrael during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. So he would be the one that's in charge ala payasais, that Klal Yisrael understands what pious means. Because if we understood everything as a girl, we would still have the second Beis HaMikdash. As they were building the second Beis HaMikdash, they were already warning Klal Yisrael, understand everything as a girl, don't be jealous, so that we continue to keep it. And had we listened, we would have it. And once we start listening, we'll get it back. Zakta Mishnah Vaita, Pesachya Alakin, and Pesachya was in charge of literally the nests. Nests? There were nests in the Beis HaMikdash? No, we need to say the bird karbanis. Who brings the bird karbanis? People that need a kapara to finish off their kapara. A zav, a ziva, a yaldis, a woman that had a baby, like we discussed earlier. They bring tayrim ubinei yayna. And when they would bring it, all they had to do was to put their money into shayfaris, special boxes that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember why it's called a shayfar? Because it was narrow at the beginning, wide at the bottom. Narrow at the top, wide at the bottom, so it was easy to put money in, and if somebody chas v'shalom wanted to steal money, it wouldn't be so easy to take it out. Now, the one who was in charge of this had to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. One day, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to learn the Masechtas Kinam. Masechtas Kinam, in a way, is the hardest Masechta. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kinam u'pischei nida heinen gufei halachas. It's very complicated. If you have a bird oila and a bird chatas, and the birds start flying back and forth and they get mixed up, you need a tremendous Talmud Chacham to know what to do in complicated situations. So you can well imagine that this Psachya was not a pashut person. Who is Psachya? Zakta Mishnah, Psachya Zeh Mardechai. Yes, the Mardechai from the Megillah. Lama Nikra Shmai Psachya. Why was he called Psachya? Shaya Peseach Bidvarim. Because he was able to open up things that no one else could figure out, vidarshan, and darshan them. So psachya is really a combination of two words, pasach ka, Hashem is open. It was a matana that Hashem gave him, a kind of a ruach hakodesh, that he was able to explain things that no one else could explain. The Gemara tells us an interesting story. Once Pesach came, and Bezin didn't know where to get the barley for the Karban Omer. There was a problem that year with the barley that was growing. So someone came who was a mute. He could not talk. And he was trying to explain to them where they can get the barley for the garden, but he couldn't talk. So what did he do? He put one hand on a roof and the other on a hut. Everyone is looking at each other and they're saying, "What? What are you trying to say? On a roof? On a hut?" Mordechai said, "Does barley grow on a roof or a hut?" But Mordechai explained it to them. There's a place called Gagos Tzarifim. That's the name of the place. The words Gaga Serifa means roof of huts. So they looked into it and they found such a place, and they found the barley there. Vayter says the Mishnah, the idea shivim loshain. He knew all 70 languages. The Sanhedrin had to know all languages, because if someone came to say Eidos, they couldn't hear it through an interpreter. They had to hear it through the person himself. Also, the people that came to purchase these birds for their karbanis, they came from many different countries, and they spoke many different languages. And like we said before, you had to really understand what they were saying and work out different shilas and listen to them in order to advise them properly. So Mordechai, who was in charge over the birds, he had to know all the languages. But Mordechai knew more than just all the languages. The Bat Tanura explains that Mordechai was called Mordechai Balshan. What does Balshan mean? Shayaboilel l'shoynes harba. Boilel means to mix up. Mordechai was able to combine many languages. He was able to figure out certain phrases and words from different languages when someone spoke. Some people speak English. Some people speak Yiddish. Others speak Hebrew. Then you have some people that speak all three. So imagine you have someone that comes, like most of us, okay, so we know words in all three languages. But let's say someone comes and he speaks Hungarian. Okay, let's get someone who speaks Hungarian. Somebody comes, he speaks Ich weiß French. Let's get someone who speaks French. Another person comes and he speaks Portuguese. Oh, let's get someone who speaks Portuguese. But let's say you have someone, and when he talks, just like we talk, and we'll say, some mela savasib shat. Oh, I'll tell you, right? I just spoke three languages. So imagine someone comes and he speaks French, Portuguese, and Hungarian all together. And each of those languages have different phrases or different nuances that mean different things when people say it. Mordechai was the one who would understand him. Vayter sagt der Mishnah, Ben Achia al choleh mayim. He was in charge of people that had problems with their stomach. You see, Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash often needed help with their stomach. One reason is they weren't allowed to wear shoes, so they were chilled from the stone floor. When you're warm, you digest your food better. Also, they would eat a lot of meat from the karbanos, and they weren't allowed to drink wine. They could only drink water. So Ben Achia, he knew how to treat stomach problems. He was able to tell them which herbs to take, what to do. They should feel better. Vayter sagt der Mishnah, Nechunya choifer shichem. Nechunya, he would dig pits. Which pits? There were pits in the Beis HaMikdash? No. It means Nechunya, he was in charge of digging reservoirs, pits that were full of water, to make sure when the early regalim came, there was plenty of water for them to drink. Vayter sagt der Mishnah, Givini. What was he in charge of? Karois. Did you learn Perik Elu Metzias? The Mishnah says, Elu Chayiv Lehachriz. What does Lehachriz mean? To call out. I found an Aveda. So the word Lehachriz, or Kruz, means a sound, an announcement. So Gvini was in charge of announcing. What did he announce? He announced every morning, Kehanim, time to get up to do your Aveda. You know how loud his voice was? They were able to hear it even in Yerichai. Vayter sagt der Mishnah, Ben Gever al Ni'ilas Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge to make sure that the Sha'arim, that the gates, were locked at night, and also that they're opened in the morning, explains the Bat Tanura. Vayter sagt der Mishnah, Ben Bevai al Apekiyah. Ben Bevai was in charge over the whip. Whip? Which whip? Well, the Kehanim and the Leviim, they would stand like watchmen in 24 places in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll learn about that, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, in Masechtas Midas. It was like an honor god. Ben Beva, he would walk around and make sure that no one fell asleep on their watch. And if someone did fall asleep, the whip would wake him up. He also explains that Batanura could burn the blanket under which the watchmen were sleeping. There is another pshat that Bat Tanura brings, that pekiah means wicks, as opposed to whips. Certain parts of the Big Day Kahuna, when they would begin to like warp or you couldn't use them anymore, they would turn them into wicks. Wicks that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a question that's discussed in the Rishayna? Was there a separate person in charge of the wicks? Or perhaps, as others learned, it was included with the job of the wicks. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Ben Arza ala Tzilzel. Tzilzel is a musical instrument, like a cymbal, and that was used as a signal for the Leviim to start singing. So Ben Arza, he was in charge of this. Hugras Ben Levi ala Shir, he was in charge to start the Shir, to start the song of the Leviim. Every day, when they poured the Nesachim that came along with the Karban Tamid, the Leviim would sing. They would have musical instruments as well. Hugris, he was like the conductor. He would teach them the shir. He would start the shir, and when he finished, everyone finished. Vaikra Zakta Mishnah, Beis Garmu, that was the name of a family, Al Maise Lechem upon him. It wasn't easy to bake the lechem upon him. They had to have a special shape. It was shaped like a teva prutza, an open box. And they knew how to do it. They knew how to do it in such a way it shouldn't break when you peeled the dough off after it was baked. They knew how to make it in such a way that it should stay fresh. And really, as much as they tried, no other bakers were able to produce the same nice job. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Beis Avtinas, the house of Avtinas, the Avtinas family, Almaisa Ketairis. Now, I'm sure you know every day, morning and evening, the Ketairis was burnt on the Mizbeach Hazav, the inside Mizbeach. And the Ketairis had to be prepared in a very special way. This family knew how to make the smoke rise in a straight column. Most of the time, smoke spreads in different directions. They knew about a certain grass, a certain herb that does this. So, the Mishnah Vayter, Elazar ala Pareiches. Elazar, he was charged with the responsibility for new Pareiches when the old ones had to be replaced. And finally, says the Mishnah, Upinches ala Malbush. Pinches, his job, was to help the Kehanim put on the Big Day Kehuna during the time of Avodah, and to help them take it off after the Avodah. And in the middle, he had to guard them. There was a special room in the Beis HaMikdash, a special lishka, that was just for keeping the Big Day Kehuna. According to Rambam, his job was also to make the Big Day Kehuna. Okay, quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah. We learned about those in charge in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned their names. We're talking about 15 different positions over here. Why do we mention their names? They weren't necessarily all in the same time, according to the first pshat in the Batanura. And as we mentioned, the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years, so there were many. But we pick out the Hasidim and the Ksherim, Shabachal Dar Vadar. See how it is? Many, many people can have the same position. But if you're Erlach, then you're rewarded forever. You're mentioned forever as a tzaddik. Imagine some of these other people. They may have not been as honest. They thought they're so smart. They made a few dollars here and there, or a few zuzim, or a few shekels. And they lost an opportunity forever after that you should mention their name. But Rabbeisai Pirish, a second shot, says the Batanura, is that these were the first ones that were in charge over these positions. And afterwards, they named everyone after them. So we learned that Yochanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the Chaisamais. When you needed Nesachim, wine, oil, or flour, you brought him the money, and he gave you a kind of a seal, or a token, or a seat. Achia was in charge of the Nesachim. You actually picked up the Nesachim from Achia. When you showed him the receipt you got from Yochanan ben Pinchas, later on Yochanan ben Pinchas and Achia would work it out to make sure everything stimmed, everything worked out. Matisyahu ben Shmuel was in charge of the Gerolois. Pesachia was in charge of the bird Karbanais, which could get very complicated. You have to know all the halachais. And who is Pesachia? It's Mardechai HaTzadik from the Megillah. Why was he called Pesachia? Because he was Poseach Bidvarim Vidarshan. He knew how to darshan things. He knew how to understand what people mean, even when no one else was able to understand them. And he knew all 70 languages. And he also knew the combination of different languages. Ben Achia, he was the stomach doctor. Nechunya, he was in charge of digging the pits for the early regalim to make sure there was plenty of water. Gavina, he was in charge of waking up the Kehanim in the morning to do their Avaida. Remember what we said, how far they were able to hear his kail? All the way until Irichai. Ben Gebre was in charge of the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, to lock them at night, and to open them in the morning. Ben Bevai was in charge over the Pekiah. What is the Pekiah? We have two pshat. One is a whip. That's what the Kehanim and the Leviim that were found sleeping on their watches, meaning when it was time for them to watch at night. Some say it meant the wicks. He used to take the worn-out Big Day Kehuna and turn them into wicks. Ben Arza was in charge of the cymbal, symbolizing the musical instrument, the cymbal, which was used as a signal for the Levim to start singing. Hugras, he was like the kind of conductor for the Levim, Hugras ben Levi, he started singing, they started, he stopped, they stopped. Beis Garmu, they knew how to make the lechem upon him in such a way that it had the right shape and that it wouldn't break when you take it out of the oven. They also knew how to make it in such a way that it shouldn't spoil. Beis Avtinas, they knew how to make the ketores go up in a straight column. They had a special grass that no one knew about. Elazar was in charge of the new Pereichas in the Beis HaMikdash, and Pinchas, he was in charge of helping the Kohanim put on and take off their big day kahuna, according to the Rambam. Included in that would also be making the big day kahuna.